Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Te Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Gopijana Vallabha Giribara Dhare Gopijana Vallabha Giribara Dhare Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Kamuna Tira Vanachari Kamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Gopijana Vallabha Giribara Dhare Gopijana Vallabha Giribara Dhare Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jaya Gaura Nittai, Gaura Nittai, Gaura Nittai, Gaura Nittai. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Vishnupad Paramahansa Paravraja. The language question. Krishna Kunya Bihari. Kunya Bihari, maybe you can come with Ayataksi so that we can just finalize the arrangements in Italy. Mm-hmm. Ich meine, die Deutschsprachigen, die Vodis, sprechen ja eigentlich recht gut Englisch. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Wir lesen heute, we are reading from the fourth canto, chapter, what is it really? Seven, text number. Six, thank you. Maitreya uvacha tada sarvani bhutani shrutvam mitushtamoditam. My dear Vidura, all the personalities present were very much satisfied in heart and soul upon hearing the words of Lord Shiva, who's the best among the Benedictus, a purport. In this verse, Lord Shiva is described as Midutashtama, the best of the Benedictus. He is also known as Ashutosh, which indicates that he is very quickly satisfied and very quickly angered. It is said in Bhagavad Gita that less intelligent persons go to the demigods for material benedictions. In this connection, people generally go to Lord Shiva, and because he is always quickly satisfied and gives benedictions to his devotees without consideration, he is called Midushtama, or the best of the Benedictus. Materialistic persons are always anxious to get material profit, but they are not serious about spiritual profit. Sometimes, of course, it so happens that Lord Shiva becomes the best Benedictor in spiritual life. It is said that once a poor Brahmana worshipped Lord Shiva for a benediction, and Lord Shiva advised the devotee to go to see Sanatan Goswami. The devotee went to Sanatana Goswami and informed him that Lord Shiva had advised him to seek out the best benediction from him, Sanatana. Sanatana had a touchstone with him, which he kept with the garbage. On the request of the poor Brahmana, Sanatana Goswami gave him the touchstone, and the Brahmana was very happy to have it. He now could get as much gold as he desired, simply by touching the touchstone to iron. But after he left Sanatana, he thought, if a touchstone is the best benediction, why has Sanatana Goswami kept it with the garbage? He therefore returned and asked Sanatana Goswami, sir, if this is the best benediction, why did you keep it with the garbage? Sanatana Goswami then informed him, actually, this is not the best benediction. But are you prepared to take the best benediction from me? The Brahmana said, yes, sir, Lord Shiva has sent me to you for the best benediction. Then Sanatana Goswami asked him to throw the touchstone in the water nearby and then come back. The poor Brahmana did so, and when he returned, Sanatana Goswami initiated him with the Hare Krishna mantra. Thus, by the benediction of Lord Shiva, the Brahmana got the association of the best devotee of Lord Krishna and was thus initiated into the Maha Mantra. Please say it with me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhakti Vedanta, Swami Niti Namine, Namaste Saraswati Deve, Kauravani Pracharine, Nivishesha Shunyavadi, Paskatyare Sadarine, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Advaita Gadadhara, Sivashadi Gaur Bhaktavinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Tada sarvani bhutani shrutva midushtamoditam paritushtatma bistata sadhu sadvityata bruvan. The great sage Maitreya said, my dear Vidura, all the personalities present were very much satisfied in heart and soul upon hearing the words of Lord Shiva, who is the best among the benedictus. This quality of Lord Shiva to give benedictions to the needy souls is a very visible in a pastime of Lord Shiva, which I want to narrate to you. I believe it was, yes, Saturday, last Saturday, where we had the sacred appearance day of Lord Advaita Acharya. It's very interesting how he appeared. Once, Lord Sadashiva came to the ocean of milk, and on the shore of this ocean, he meditated. Actually, he did not the ocean of milk, the Karana ocean, the ocean of all sources. And he meditated for a long time, for 700 years in his time. Sadashiva, you must know, is the original Lord Shiva who resides outside of the material universe, in between the material and the spiritual worlds. He is in a very pure state of existence, totally untouched by the modes of material nature. Ich werde ganz kurz meine jüngste Zuhörerin begrüßen. Mandali, oh Mandali, Hare Krishna, herzlich willkommen. Mandali, wir halten jetzt eine Vorlesung und es wäre gut, wenn du so eine ruhige Situation einnimmst, vielleicht dich ein bisschen hinlegst, ist ja recht früh, oder irgendwie was Ruhiges machst. Dankeschön. Du brauchst dich nicht zu verstecken. Es ist natürlich, dass man temperamentvoll ist, aber das ist okay. Aber in der Vorlesung einfach ein bisschen ruhig, Mandali. Super. Sadashiva sat in deep meditation, and after some time, Lord Mahavishnu appeared before him. Mahavishnu said, "My dear Sadashiva, you have come in this material universe. What is your intention? Why have you come?" And Sadashiva said, "I'm looking at the poor souls who are so much covered by material desires. And I want to do something to help them. But I need your support." "Oh," said Mahavishnu, "this is very nice that you have come to me with the intention to help the poor conditioned souls." And he embraced him. And both of them started to dance. And then Mahavishnu said, "Do you know that soon the Lord will come, Lord Krishna will come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Do you know? And you and me will be present in this incarnation and assist the Lord. We will take together one form. We will come as the best of Brahmanas, Advaita Acharya." And then they merged and became actually one form. I don't know if you are fully aware, but Advaita Acharya is a combined form of Sadashiva in his most merciful mood and Mahavishnu. So they appeared in the womb of Labha Devi, who was married to Kuvera Pandit. Kuvera Pandit was the Hofgelehrte, the court Pandit of King Divya Singh Dev. And it's very interesting. When Labha Devi had this personality in her womb, under her heart, she had a very interesting vision. She saw how her baby was visited by Yamaraj, the son of the sun god and the god of death. And Yamaraj said, don't worry, he had no idea to do any harm to Advaita Acharya. He said, "Advaita Acharya, if you appear and start to preach, then where will be my work to punish the sinners? There will be no sinners left. Please reconsider. Don't appear." Also, überleg dir das nochmal. Bitte erscheine nicht. Advaita Acharya said, "I will appear." Labhadevi said, how her baby said, I will appear. And I have two missions. My first mission is to spread the holy name of Krishna around and drown the world in a flood of chanting Hare Krishna. And my second mission is even better. Actually, my second mission is my first mission. It's so good. I will sit at the bank of the Ganga and call very loud for the Lord to appear. And in this way, the Lord will come as the most merciful incarnation, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You must know that Advaita Acharya can call extremely loud. You have no idea how loud he can call, because he is the origin, as Sadashiva, of Rudra. Once, the later in his pastime, when he was young, the prince, that means the son of the king, visited with Advaita Acharya, who was known as Kamalaksha at that time, the lotus-eyed one, the goddess of Kali, in a temple, and the prince got down and paid his obeisances, whereas Kamalaksha stood like this and beheld the beautiful form of Mother Kali. When the prince got up, he said, why didn't you bow down? I mean, bow down Kamalaksha. Do you have something against Mother Kali? At that time, Kamalaksha became furious. Remember, he is the origin of Rudra, who finishes the whole material world. And he just gave one big roar. When the prince heard this roar, he fell down dead. It was so loud. Then his father, the king, came and said, what did you do? This is not very good, to kill people with shouting. And Advaita Acharya said, he's not dead, he's just fainted. And he took some water and sprinkled the face of the prince. And this way, no problem, the prince came back to life. So let us go back to our discussion. The god of death, who punishes sinner, asks Advaita Acharya not to appear. So he said, I will appear, and I will make Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appear, and I will help spread the holy name around. But you will not get out of work. Don't worry. There are two people whom you can punish. Those who offend the Vaishnavas and those who are proud. He said like this. Then he said, and the Mayavadis and the Karamis and the blasphemers and those who use wrong logic to establish their relative viewpoints. So this was, you will not get out of work, don't worry. So this is Lord Shiva. It is very, very merciful. He appeared in this combined form as Harihara. Hari and Hara is Lord Shiva. And he actually helped spread the Yuga Dharma about. Lord Shiva is very, very interested in the, elevation of the conditioned souls. I want to now make another point and move away from this point with all of you. I want to give an interesting little thought into your mind and heart, hopefully, which is meant to help us in Krishna consciousness. This morning, when Manjulali and Goloka Prabhus were taking care of our beloved deity Shishi Radha Madanmohan, they had a very interesting lecture of Srila Prabhupada running, and I was chanting in the flower room, and somehow something in me told me, get up and listen to this lecture, it is important for you. So I got up and I heard how Srila Prabhupada was first talking about the holy name, and then he elaborated from there into a very nice point which I want to bring to your attention. Srila Prabhupada was saying that the holy name is Krishna, and not only his form, but also his qualities and his leelas are there. And he was making the point that when a devotee has practiced the art of chanting, then while he is chanting, he will have a darshan of Lord Krishna and with his qualities and even his pastimes. So then Srila Prabhupada was going from there into the description of a devotee. He said, this is not to be imitated, but a devotee will see Krishna everywhere, not only in the holy name. He will go into the world, and while he is looking into the world, he will see, here is Lord Krishna's energy. And by meditating how the world is Lord Krishna's energy, he will perceive Krishna. He will not see the world in an ordinary way, but he will actually be able to perceive Krishna. Prabhupada was explaining it very beautifully, and I'm sorry, I can only summarize the point which he made. He gave several other examples, how when the devotee sees something, he actually sees Krishna. And my dear devotee, this is really what we are aiming for in our Krishna conscious life. We are really aiming at the point in our life where we look into this world and into our lives, and everywhere we see immediately the connection with Lord Krishna, and immediately we are extremely satisfied in Krishna consciousness. This seeing Lord Krishna everywhere is possible when you allow your consciousness to be spiritually stimulated. This is quite something interesting to understand. The consciousness works according to a very interesting and but easy to understand mechanism. Some sense perception will enter into our awareness, either the eyes or the ears, and then will touch upon a certain sanskara. And when this sanskara gets touched, this is an impression, then a certain picture comes up in our mind. I just recently read a book by a devotee. I do not wish to tell his name because he will soon hear and understand why. A very nice devotee. He's one of my best friends, really. And he was describing how, as a young devotee, he visited his old friends and he heard a song by one quartet. I am mad over you. It's a love song, which is a little sad and a little sentimental. I know I've become sentimental over you. I don't know the song. Maybe you know something. I have become sentimental over you, and so on. And he described how when he heard the first tones of this melody, he remembered how he had heard this song many times, and he did not only remember the song, but the whole environment, maybe a party where he was with his friends and so on and so forth. And then he thought about this very deeply, and he thought, if I'm ever going to remember Krishna, I must put in my heart deep Krishna conscious impressions, so that when I hear anything, I will remember, just like when I heard the song, I will remember immediately Krishna. This is actually the process of Krishna consciousness, to put deep spiritual impressions in our hearts, primarily by shravana. Shravana means you hear with rapt attention, actually. When you hear with full concentration or rapt attention and allow your consciousness to receive the transcendental sound vibration, then deep impressions are created. So that when you then go into the world and see something, you will automatically remember Krishna. This is a project which I feel is something which we need to practice in our spiritual lives, to somehow put Krishna conscious impressions into our hearts, so that we remember these Krishna conscious impressions in a very, very nice way. I think we must purposefully do this and purposefully work on this so that we come to this platform of Krishna remembrance. I will now read to you something from the life of one devotee. His name was Mukunda Das. Mukunda Das had a son called Raghunandan. I believe you know this son became a pujari. He was very, very devoted to the service of Gopal, and before his temple there was a beautiful kadamba tree which grew every day two flowers for his puja. Every day two flowers throughout the whole year. So Raghunandan was very, very exalted, and once Lord Chaitanya asked Mukunda, please tell me, who is the father? Are you the father and Raghunandan is your son? Or is Raghunandan the father and you are his son? And you might laugh about this question. It's almost like asking Murali, now please tell us, who is the mother? Are you the mother and Mandali is your daughter? Or is Mandali your mother and you are the daughter? We would laugh about such a question, because it's so obvious if you see the two, who is mother and who is daughter. It's by size you can judge it, and so on. Lord Chaitanya, he asked this to this most eminent physician, Mukunda Das. And Mukunda Das, he answered, O Mahaprabhu, I tell you definitely, definitely means there is no doubt, Raghunandan is my father and I am his son. Then he gave the reason. We have all developed Krishna Bhakti because of Raghunandan. He is such a great, dear devotee of Krishna. Therefore, Raghunandan is definitely my father. Now, when Mahaprabhu heard this, he was very pleased and said, yes, yanna hoite Krishna Bhakti, sei Guru Haya. He who gives us Krishna Bhakti, he is Guru and therefore Father. Hare Krishna. So, Raghunandan was very elevated in Krishna consciousness, and his father considered, I'm learning from him the art of bhakti. Now, the reason why I'm telling you about this extraordinary family comes now. Mukunda Das is such a wonderful example of what we have discussed a little earlier, that if you have certain Krishna conscious impressions in your heart, then you will remember Krishna always and never forget him. Here he says, I'm reading now. Once Mukunda Das was sitting on a chair before the Muslim ruler. Mukunda Das was giving some prescription for medicines. They were talking about diseases and the medical treatment for them. At that time, a servant of the Badashah, that is a Muslim ruler, came with an umbrella made of peacock feathers and held it over the head of the Muslim ruler. As soon as Mukunda Das saw the peacock feathers, he became ecstatic because the peacock feathers reminded him of Krishna. Only Krishna wears a peacock feather. No one else can put on a peacock feather. As soon as Mukunda Das saw it, he became so ecstatic that he fainted and fell from the chair onto the ground. The Badashah thought, what happened to this Vaidya, my physician? He might have met his death. So the Muslim ruler got down from his seat and sprinkled water over Mukunda's face. After some time, Mukunda Das regained consciousness. Then the Badashah asked him, what happened to you? Why did you fall down from your seat? You might have been seriously hurt. Mukunda said, no, Badashah, I'm not seriously hurt. Then why did you fall down? Oh my lord, I have a disease, Mrigi Vyadi. Sometimes my head reels and I fall down. Mein schwindelt mir im Kopf. It is nothing more than that. But that was not true. When he saw the peacock feathers, his Krishna prema, love of Krishna, swelled up. He became so ecstatic, he could not check himself. He forgot his own existence and fell unconscious in ecstasy. So, in a Krishna conscious philosophy, we understand that there are certain udipans which bring the great devotees into ecstatic, the great devotees into an ecstatic trance of Krishna consciousness. I will read to you these udipans just so that you can appreciate and hear them. I realize in my life, in my heart, there are still all these old songs in the heart. Like, for instance, I noticed in the University of Cologne, just a few days ago, we had one of the most ecstatic preaching programs in this last week. And there is a show which I show. The title of the preaching program was, There is No Death. There is no death. Maybe I should show this to the devotees in Italy. And the show is meant to help everyone, first of all, understand what death means, but then to give hope that we are living eternal. This is the slideshow. It's meant like this. So the slideshow opens with a song which I used to adore and like. This is the end, my beautiful friend, the end. No safety, no control, the end of everything that stands, the end. And when I heard the first ding, 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 diddle, diddle, this is how it starts. maybe a little better from the musical point of view. Then I remembered, oh, wow, the Doors, after all, the Doors are really musicians. And my whole music past was coming back, and I was sitting there and said, what is happening to you? You should be in Vrindavan consciousness. But no, this music flushes you with... And I heard other songs like Break On Through and Lonely Soldier and all these songs. It's interesting. It's still there in the heart. And I began to understand how deep the sanskaras go. If you really like something, like I used to really, I was only 13 years, but I used to appreciate this very much. I thought before school, which is too boring, I must hear at least 5 Doors songs so that I will be able to survive the boring school. This was my regular sadhana before going to school, early in the morning, at Brahma Muhurta time. I put these impressions into my child consciousness. I don't know, maybe Shishtikaras from this time also, he has also put similar impressions into the child consciousness. And naturally, they stay there because we liked it so much. You cannot imagine. It was more important than chewing gum to listen to the Doors. It was a religious duty. And then I noticed, oh, Krishna, Sasinandan Swami, most probably during this life, you are now almost 50 years, this sanskara will be there. This is the end. And maybe when you die, you will hear this. Krishna. And then I thought, well, it's not so bad. I also have some other sanskaras in my heart, like when I close the eyes, I sometimes see the Yamuna and other such things, and so on. But here are impressions which are very good if you want to remember Krishna, which are given in Nectar of Devotion. They're Krishna's beautiful dhoti and the beautiful scarf and Krishna's belt and his different turbans. Today, Krishna is dressed in a beautiful turban. You can see with your own eyes how artistic his turban is today. Then sandalwood paste, which are on Krishna's cheeks and everywhere with beautiful designs. Today, Madame Mohan has also decorated, his mother Yashoda has decorated him with these designs, artistic paintings. A tilak, then how Krishna chews pen, and his teeth are becoming very red by the pen, and they look like pomegranate seeds. Pomegranate seeds look white in the middle, and around them they are a little reddish. So Krishna's teeth look like this from chewing pen. His earrings, who are dangling on his ears and putting a very bright light on his cheeks. Krishna's peacock feathers. Krishna's Vaijajanti garland, which is made out of 5 types of forest flowers, which go down to his knees, and the bees which are around it. Krishna's anchor bells, which sound like runu runu. This is how they sound, somehow. This is how Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says. Krishna's different flutes, Krishna's footprints on the ground, Krishna's places of pastimes, but also Krishna's devotees and the special days celebrating Lord Krishna. These are all udipans, let us say, which can excite your ecstatic remembrance of Lord Krishna. So it's important for a devotee to hear about these things concerning Lord Krishna so that when he sees something in this world, he begins to remember Krishna. A devotee should come to strive for the day that when he looks around the situations of his life, he remembers blissful Lord Krishna. And by having Lord Krishna in the core of his heart, in the form of a memory, his mind will awaken to Krishna conscious life. Krishna is the life force, or let us say, Krishna remembrance is the life force of the mind of the devotee. This is very important that we think about this, because it is said, antikale chamang eva, what you think of at the time of death will determine your next destination. And it's further said by Lord Krishna that what you think of will determine your whole being, your whole state of being, which is certainly something which is internal and not dependent on external circumstances. If you want to work at your situation in life, it is important that you do the two things. Find a situation where you can peacefully prosecute your Krishna consciousness, and then also immediately start with situating yourself internally in a happy mood of Krishna smaranam, or Krishna remembrance. I'm very much reminded at this stage of our dear Srila Prabhupada, who when he saw anything of this world, he would remember Krishna. One time he went in a car through some American city, and there was some reklama, how do you say, advertisement, unalloyed steel. And Prabhupada said, unalloyed devotional service. Very nice. Another time, he saw a painting company, you know, Farbfabrik. They had the English word, I have to turn to Gaurabhavani. Wie sagt man Pinsel in English? Brush. Thank you. Rolf also knows. So there was a brush, and from this brush, color was coming, and color was coming over the whole world. There was a world, earth planet like this, and then the color was coming down and covering the world, and the advertisement said, we cover the world. And Prabhupada said, oh, very nice, this is Lord Chaitanya's movement. He was so... Then he saw an advertisement of an insurance company. You know, there was a happy family who had a roof over the, a house, and the house for the wife and the husband and the two children. Ideal American family, not too many children, not too little. And there were two protecting hands around it. And this was the advertisement Prabhupada liked most. What it said on the advertisement was, we ensure your happy future. Prabhupada said, very nice, this is Krishna. He keeps us and protects us. Krishna is the maintainer. And whatever Srila Prabhupada would see would serve as an, would come into his awareness, and because there is only Krishna in the mind and in the heart, there was immediately a sweet memory of Krishna turning up. This is the way to become fearless in this life. And we hear one verse from Draupadi, who, which is a beautiful verse for the dying man. Usually our own death is something which is just so frightening that our mind can't deal with it, therefore we forget it. Although it's the only thing which is safe and sure in this world, it is so frightening. And it is it's a difficult thing, because yes, we are eternal, but our body will die, and with it all our connections to this world, except those karmic reactions which we take with us. Now, for a devotee, even at the time of death, he sees Krishna. Krishna says in the Gita, Mrityu sarva harashchaham, I am the death of all beings. And a devotee, when death comes, he sees Lord Krishna coming, and he prays, like the Amrita means the nectar of immortality, which saves the dying man, you have now come at this moment. Like the boat, which comes to save the drowning man, you have now come at this moment. And then he ends the prayer in a beautiful song. He said, Draupadi said, my Lord, you are like the rising sun, which has now come into my awareness. This is how a devotee even prays at the time of death and says, Svagatam Krishna, Sharanagatam Krishna. Come, my Lord, come into my life. Krishna consciousness, you can test yourself in Krishna consciousness, how much you are able to really remember Krishna, and how much the things in your life which come act as an udipan, that means a stimulus to awaken your Krishna remembrance. This is some practice which is very important to be done and very important to do. And I want to now give you, in the end of this little presentation, it's not really prepared. I'm speaking a little bit from my heart this morning. I would like to give you a few advices from our tradition, our glorious tradition, and also from the life of devotees, how to come to this state where you can remember Krishna always. Maybe the most important tip for someone who wishes to remember Krishna and come on this level is that he or she must regularly read in Shastra. The words of the Shastra are really the words of Lord Krishna, and they can mold our consciousness in a very nice way. But you have to go into a reading session with the Shastra where you allow yourself, where it's possible that your consciousness is molded. The best thing, a very good tip is you read on until something touches you in your reading, and then you don't go immediately further, but you remain with this which has touched you and think more deeply about it so that it enters your heart. Yesterday when I arrived here at the project, I was very exhausted from 2 weeks of intense preaching, and after India, it was not so easy just physically and mentally to go into back into my service, which can be very demanding on the time and on the sleep and on everything. So I was a little bit ausgepowert, wie man sagt. Then I just prayed so much to Radha Kunya Bihari. There, all these nice devotees will soon start coming, and they will want to talk to you, and they look for an inspiration. Now I'm looking for an inspiration. I'm very ausgepowert. Please let me find something which totally enthuses me and puts that life into my mind, that remembrance of Krishna. And I decided to read something on Advaita Acharya, because on Advaita Acharya's appearance day, I had no time really to remember him deeply, because there were so much preaching programs going on. So at that time, I just picked up a book, and immediately I applied this technique. I read until there was something which touched me. Which touched me very much was how Yamaraj came to Advaita Acharya and said, don't appear, please. I'm very attached to my work. I'm doing it as a service for Krishna, Yurana, and so on. And I thought, how nice, how merciful, how merciful. The Lord actually comes into our lives to help us. And I was thinking about the mercy of the Lord, mercy of Sadashiva Mahavishnu, and it was very refreshing, actually. And the heart, which was had become very hard due to just being so ausgepowered, became soft and full with bhakti emotions and so on. So reading in the scriptures in a way where you want to be touched by the scriptures is always very, very good. And if you do this purposefully, then it will work. You will find something. Krishna will send something, your work. Another way to get deep impressions into the heart is to have a very honest and very deep association with devotees. That is a very, very wonderful way to get impressions in the heart. And I have practiced this while I was in Mumbai. I had association with a few friends this time in India, and we really took time out. I remember with one other friend in Vrindavan. There was so little time in Vrindavan, but we would regularly disappear and go to some holy places and talk. We would just sit down. I remember we were so eager to not be disturbed. We once went to a very wonderful place of Srimati Radharani. And then there were some people, and then we hid in the bushes just to talk. And I will always remember what the devotee told me. It was a very wonderful impression in the heart. It's very important to do this. And another thing is which can create impressions are the festival days of the Lord. If you enter into a festival day, it's very important, however, that you have a mission. For instance, soon is Lord Nityananda's appearance day. It's good if before the festival comes that you make a little Einstellung in your heart that what you wish to have during the festival from Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda, Prabhupada says, is after all Balaram, and he is the one who can connect us both with Krishna and also with Srimati Radharani. So some meditation must be there, so that during this day you will enter properly and that you have some purpose in your mind during the festival. Then whatever I'm really saying is, if you want an impression to happen, this is very simple. You must open your heart so that the stamp can come in. If it's closed, it will not enter. And the suggestions here are just only little suggestions how to open the heart. But there are maybe different suggestions which work better for you. The main point is to open your heart for Lord Krishna to make an impression in the heart. And then you please can think of other things. The sacred pilgrimage is, of course, very, very important for getting a deep impression. Do you know why Vrindavan is so sweet? Because it is pervaded by the sweetness of Radharani. Otherwise, it couldn't be so sweet. Even in the winter, Vrindavan is very sweet. Because it is pervaded by our mistress, our... Yes. yes, so enter Vrindavan and allow the sweetness to touch your heart, to make a deep impression, and then this way you can see Krishna. But it's also very, very important to see Krishna in your daily life. When you want an impression in your heart to come, don't just say, well, yes, by these activities and these activities. Your whole life should make an impression in you, in your heart. That means everything which happens should be seen as Lord Krishna's work. There's a beautiful song, Maduram, Madura Pipatea Akilam Maduram. I can't really sing it nicely. It's a song by Vallabha Acharya. And I believe it's from him. There is a very nice... He says what is sweet and what what impresses him. And he says, we had something happening to us which ordinarily is totally terrible for a preacher. We drove to Bochum to a very nice Namhata program. We knew they were just so wonderful people. And and then our car broke down. But entirely. We drove and then dann hat sich das Auto aufgebäumt, sagt man in Deutsch. How do you say that? Then the car starked. Stark means it. And I thought, oh no, this is the end, I thought. Because it was just so dramatic, the sound and everything. And Jean-Philippe was also trying to keep the car on course, on the right course, so that there was no accident. And then the sound was over, and I was so relieved. But I noticed we were getting slower. I said, what is the matter? I don't know, he said that the car doesn't function any longer, the motor doesn't work. Soon we were on the Seitenstreifen, on the side of the Autobahn, and this was the end of the car. It is finished, permanently finished. It is Motorschaden, which cannot be repaired. We were just trying to sell this car, and now it's totally useless, and so on. And at this moment in time, like all of you, the preaching treasury is empty. There's nothing there. And I thought how my mind started to panic. Oh no, all my plans. This is the end of all my plans, and so on. And then I said, but no, this is Lord Krishna trying to show you something. Why don't you think what Krishna is showing to you? And I understood. It was a very clear message. Slow down, Satchinandan Swami. Because I was too fast, and I it was really bad. I developed so much sickness in my body because I couldn't do my yoga, exercise, nothing at all. There was no time to sleep properly and so on. Slow down, Satchinandan Swami. Then I smiled. Thank you. I'm sorry that I'm so foolish that I need always such heavy reminders. But thank you that you care for me and that you do not let me go in the wrong direction, that you just don't allow it. And then when I accepted the lesson, everything became so favorable. The ADAC, that's a German automobile club, gave us a car for free, not to keep, for 1 week only, to do our preaching. I mean, they didn't give it for preaching, but they gave it to us. We could keep our appointments. Even the Bochum appointment we could somehow keep by Lord Krishna's mercy. And in this way we were allowed to render our service to the devotees. And yes, it was very, very wonderful. And now the auto company has given a price which is very almost the price which we wanted for the car when it was not yet broken. They have to, Krishna is just he just made like ting, and but if you at the moment when Krishna makes like this, if you don't notice what's wrong, then Krishna has does it again, or he just says okay. If you don't wish my lessons in your life, then I will move out of your life. Then go on, do on your own. He will never move out completely out of our lives, but he will not, maybe not be so active. So, not what I want to say is to remember Krishna is not only some esoteric practice where we read Nectar of Devotion and say, all right, I will now think of the footprints of Lord Krishna and maybe we are not in the mood to do this. It's nice if we can, if we are in this Krishna meditation like this, but if we for some reason are not attracted or whatever and don't feel it's our time to go into this, then at least we should see how Krishna is in our lives. See, this is a movement for Krishna absorption. We should be absorbed in Krishna, whatever we do, wherever we are. And if we are not, we should train for that. We should go for this. This is the whole purpose of this whole international attempt to become Krishna conscious, that we somehow live our lives in a remembrance of Lord Krishna. By being in touch with Lord Krishna always and not forgetting him, the purpose of our insignificant lives is performed. So I wish you all the best. I sincerely hope, because this was not a prepared lecture and I couldn't bring so many verses and convincing arguments. I hope you will accept this which comes from the heart and think about it and do something. Please never worry when you don't remember so much Krishna. Don't become totally frustrated. No, it's high time. Something in my life needs to be done, that I have at least an hour time that I can read or hear lectures or maybe meet with devotees and talk with them so that my heart becomes impressed by Krishna. Yes. Good. Hare Krishna. I want to end here. Hare Bo. My audience looks at me. I do not know if I have reached their hearts. Hari Bol. Do you have any questions regarding this or another subject? Jayadev. Nee? Entschuldigung, ich habe dich... Ach so. Das ist übrigens Jayadev, und Jayadev kennen wir alle, aber Norbert hat einen wunderbaren Service in Teneriffa getan, in diesem tollen Govardhan-Projekt, nicht? Eines der gute Hausgeist, vielleicht verändert sich was oder nicht, das weiß ich nicht, aber unser Norbert ist da und er hat uns, and which is very overwhelming, and we react, and do we have a tip how to react in such a way that we don't make mistakes and offenses and so on. There's a very simple tip which comes from the Bhagavad Gita, really. Nadia Bihaini, die Gita, aufgeschlagen 5.18 oder so, oder 5.9, eins von beiden. Also weißt du nicht, was ich suche, also 5.9 als erstes. Okay, wenn du keine Englische hast, kannst du mir auch in Deutsch geben. Whenever you go through life, Alex, you should sometimes, you should practice to enter the observer role, where you observe your surroundings in a dispassionate way, also in einer losgelösten Weise. This Lord Krishna here speaks about a person in divine consciousness. He says a person in divine consciousness knows inside of him that he really is not active. Although he's not acting. Although he sees something, he hears something, he touches, he smells, he eats, he moves about, he sleeps, and he breathes. He always knows he's not acting. Because while he talks, accepts things, opens his eyes, evacuates, he always knows that only the material senses with their objects are active, and he himself is above it. If you want to read this beautiful verse, it's 5th chapter, text 8 and 9. This, of course, Krishna is not talking so much about bhakti, but because bhakti means something more. In analytical knowledge, you begin to understand while you do things, it's really the material energy which moves, and you are part of it, you're moved with it. But when you are in bhakti, you understand Krishna moves the material energy and with it you. So it's not that you are the handlende, the actor, but Krishna acts through the material energy and he uses you. This is easy. Sometimes when you walk and you have time to think, you can think about the movements and the nature as you're going through the nature, and you understand you're moving with the material energy. The trees are moving, the wind is moving, the rivers are moving. You are also moving along, and the material elements are moving along. And certainly you have desire to walk here, the river has maybe not desired to flow in this direction, but still it's a material energy which moves, and Krishna moves the material energy. I will never forget that very old Swami, I mean Mahavishnu Maharaj. There are two Mahavishnu Maharajas. One is the beautiful musician Maharaj, and the other is an elderly gentleman. And he sat down in London. He gave a lecture in London, and I was coming to the lecture. I was a little late. I had preached somewhere, and I was coming, and then he said, he had just arrived from Los Angeles, if I say I have traveled here, it's wrong. I have not traveled. Krishna allowed me to come here. He made the airplane, he gave me a ticket, and he brought me here. And when I looked at him, I understood it was so real for him, this realization. It was not that he was trying to speak very Krishna conscious and he had not realized. No, he felt Krishna has brought him to London. This Krishna has brought me here, and I have not gone. It becomes especially realized by every one of us when you are Vrindavan. You notice, how can I go to Vrindavan? Isn't it that Sadanandi is sometimes visiting holy places in Vrindavan? And then you sit at the holy place and you think, this is pure mercy that I'm here. How can anyone... So at that time, it's very easy for everyone to see. If you're in Vrindavan, you say, Krishna has somehow brought me here. So this is how you can think about everything in your life, Alex. And it happens, really, you can come to think about this when you become the observer. Watch your life. when you're getting angry, like you're a young bhakta and still the mode of passion is there very much. I don't know. Maybe it is there very much. Maybe you are also the most sattvic brahmana we have ever met. But let us assume you have the mode of passion and it stirs you up and you become very... So at the moment where you feel it's starting, just go click and look and you say, "Ah, oh, Bhakta Alex, Haribo." This is the best way also for character improvement. If you do always the same mistake like I do, it helps very much to go on the side, and I'm doing this and looking, "Oh, Sachinanda Swami, after all these years, still the same mistakes. Please, do it properly. You have heard how to do it. Prabhupada, you have an exalted spiritual master and guide. Do it like this." And then sometimes it works. Good. It's now 9:20. I think we must end the day, the lecture, because there are many things which are still to be done. I'm sorry. You have a question, please keep it in your mind for the next lecture, or write it on a piece of paper. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki jai, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bo.